Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1200. Baruch Hashem, v'shvach v'hoidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We hit another plateau in Shabbos. Shir number 1200. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbi Aaron Zisel. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Rav Moshe and Lerefua Shalema Leah Bas Tziril. Okay, getting back to our malacha of Goizei's shearing. Okay, so we spoke about last year in reference to the machlokes as to when does the malacha apply, when is one chay, but the bottom line is we came out when somebody is pulling out something that grows from the body, not a limb, Rahman al-Islam. We're talking about hair, nail, scab, all these various different type of things, tooth, something that grows out of the body. And they do it for a constructive purpose, so then the person would be chayiv. Okay, so that would be the iser min haTorah of Goizei. So, Lamaisa, just what about let's talk a little bit about, brings down the Sefer Shabbos home, still part of the introduction, on page 157, what about the way that they do it? In other words, if let's say my nails, a person has nails, right? So you could cut your nails, a person could cut their nails, a person could bite their nails, right? Is it make a difference? Let's say on Shabbos, somebody cuts their nails or somebody bites their nails with their mouth. Is there a difference as far as being usher min haTorah or usher midrabbanan? Another way is, let's say somebody wants to pull out, pluck eyebrows, right? So they could use a tweezers, or they could do it some other way. So would there be a difference in conjunction with the way that the person does this malacha of goizeis? And obviously each case we want to go through separately, but just first again, we're still in the foundation of the malacha, setting it up as to what is asa min haTorah, what is asa midrabbanan, and what might possibly be mutter in certain instances. Okay, so brings down the sefer, Shabbos home on page 157, under biblical law, he says, under the iser min haTorah, it is forbidden, it's asur, only to shear in a shear, or to pluck for that matter, depending on what they're plucking, but to shear in the usual manner, in the regular way, with the implement commonly used for removing the item from the body, right? The way that a person usually does. This includes, for example, so we give some examples for this, cutting hair, right? Cutting hair with scissors. Somebody cuts the hair, they take scissors and they cut the hair. So that is the regular way how somebody cuts hair. So that would be chayiv. Again, they're sharing off something that grew from the body. And they're doing it the regular way, which is with scissors. Another thing would be cutting nails. He brings down, like we spoke about, somebody cuts their nails. Usually you use scissors, or what somebody might use nail clippers, right? Using scissors, nail clippers. This is the regular way of cutting one's nails. So that would be chayiv, osur min haTorah, under the malacha of goizei's shearing. He brings another example, plucking eyebrows with tweezers. Again, using tweezers in this case, that would also be iser min haTorah. Now, it also includes using he brings down these various different type of creams, powders that remove hair also. There's certain creams that a person smears on and it takes off the hair. This would also be usur min haTorah under the concept of goizeis. It would also be shmearing, which is mamachek. Okay, that's a separate malacha. So actually shmearing on cream would be two isurim and probably two derises, the mamachek, the shmearing part, and the removal of the hair with this cream also, als goizeis, and it's for a constructive purpose. A person wants to do it, it's nichale and everything else. Okay, so that would be that we understand doing things the regular way is all usur min haTorah. Now, he continues on, he explains that midrabbanan, the prohibition, Chazal forbade also midrabbanan, even shearing in an unusual fashion, such as biting, right? We want to go ahead and bite off their nail. My nail is long, so good, I won't use a scissor, but I'll bite it off. Or tearing off the nail somehow, these are isurim midrabbanan. Of course, obviously still usur to do, but what it would be midrabbanan because it's not done in the usual fashion. Now he goes on to say further, he says, although plucking is not a usual manner of removing hair, right? If somebody wants to remove hair, they use a scissor and they cut it. They don't pluck out a piece of hair. We're talking about on a person, on a human being's head. We spoke about by birds and so on. It is the usual way. But let's say on a human being's head, if I want to get a haircut, I don't go and pluck out one hair at a time or even a few hairs at a time. It's going to be very painful, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, right? It's painful, but somebody uses a scissors. So he says, although plucking is not a usual manner of removing hair from the head, there are instances in which talisha is forbidden min ha-Torah. For example, in other words, to go ahead and pluck out the hair even with one's fingers, you can do. But talking about now, what about Usr min ha-Torah? For example, he says it's forbidden under biblical law, it's forbidden min ha-Torah for a woman to pluck out a facial hair, since this is the usual way of removing such hair. For a woman to go ahead and pluck out facial hair is taka the usual way. He brings that down from the Bir Halacha. So he says it's just another example. It's also forbidden biblically on min ha-Torah to pluck a white hair from amongst black hairs, which is also an issue during the week, but we're not going to get into that right now. But be it as it may, that's a problem of, that's also falls into the normal way. So that would also be asur min ha-Torah. In other instances where plucking is not the usual manner of removing the hair, it will be asur midrabbanan. We spoke about also, Mishnah Berurah brought down in reference to from a chicken plucking out hairs, plucking out feathers. I'm sorry, plucking out feathers. We said there's also min ha-Torah. That's the regular way. Okay, so be it as it may, when the dust settles, we see all these cases we just spoke about, obviously are all asur. Just the distinction was sometimes it's min ha-Torah, sometimes it's midrabbanan, but in any case, again, it's all theoretical because it's all usur. Okay, but he brings down, just moving right along, it's just, again, we're trying to set up the introduction over here. He brings down a few more interesting cases to keep in mind. He says, what does the prohibition apply? Just as we said, cutting hair, shearing an animal, cutting hair or shaving hair off of an animal, cutting nails, removing loose or dead skin, okay, is another part of Geizes, plucking fur, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, even from a finished garment, right? Somebody has a fur coat, like we said, the Mishnah Berurah brought down, you can't pluck out the hairs over there. That's not even a bird, because we said plucking from something that's dead, that's the regular way. That would be awesome in a Torah. Plucking feathers from a bird, we saw, and so on. Okay, we'll continue next year. We'll want to get more into, practical applications, and so on. Thank you so much. Hatzlach and Brocha. Have a good day.